There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. Up in the irons, as we are wont to do to start the show, giving you a classic Iron Maiden tune we haven't played in a red-hot second. That's Iron Maiden, 2 minutes to midnight. Although these days, I feel like we're about 2 seconds from midnight. We'll just leave it at that. Iron Maiden, starting us off. Up in the irons. But we have got a great show for you guys this week. We're going to be doing some overrated, underrated, perfect on a genre that's near and dear to my heart. We've got albums celebrating anniversaries, and we've got some killer new stuff, including one from a band who I feel like is making a bit of a comeback this year. This is their first album in 5 years, and it is due out in April. The band is Benediction. They have a new album, Ravage of Empires, due out April 4th through Nuclear Blast. And we're going to give you the second single off of this album. We've played the first single. And if the rest of the record sounds like these first two songs, this is going to be kick-ass. Benediction, this is Crawling Over Corpses. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Rock, rock.
Metal Dad Radio, and there you go, three killer new tracks from three killer bands, including that right there from a band out of Italy called Sadist, who's been around for a hot minute. But they've got a new record that just dropped March 7th called Something to Pierce through Agonia Records. And we give you a track off that. We give the title track, actually, from Sadist. Before that, a band called Guiltless, who also just dropped a new record on March 7th called Teeth to Sky through Neurot Recordings, which makes sense that Guiltless would be on Neurot Recordings because that band features Josh Graham, who did visuals for Neurosis for several years. And we get a title track off of their new record, Teeth to Sky, from Guiltless. And before that, Benediction off their new record, Ravage of Empires, which is due out April 4th through Nuclear Blast Records. Crawling Over Corpses was the name of that tune. And that is the second single released off of the new Benediction record, which we will be getting in less than a month. All right, time now for our overrated, underrated, perfect segment. And we took the Candyman's Metal Wheel of Genres, gave it a spin, and came up with stoner rock, which is a subgenre of course, doom, that I have been a fan of for quite some time. I got really, really heavy into stoner rock in the like mid-90s and have been a fan ever since. And we're going to start you first with our overrated band. And I actually like this band's first record, so I pulled a track off of the first record. But highly, highly, highly overrated. It's Queens of the Stone Age. It's Regular John. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Open up your eyes.
Yeah, buddy. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, our overrated, underrated, perfect segment for stoner rock. And that is the perfect stoner rock album right there. Caius from June 28th, 1994. Welcome to Sky Valley. Or actually, it's really just called Caius. It became called Welcome to Sky Valley because that was the road sign, obviously, that appeared on the cover of the record. But I think it was meant actually to be a self-titled album. Whatever. That was released in 94, as I mentioned, through Elektra Records. And it is honestly, in my opinion, hands down, if you say stoner rock, that is literally the first record that comes to mind. It is perfect. The underrated album that I chose was from a band called Nebula. And Nebula's still around. They're still doing their thing. But in 1998, they released an EP called Let It Burn. It was a six-song EP. Relapse would reissue it and add two more songs to it, which I think at that point makes it a full length. But then it would go out of print, and it was out of print for years until it was re-released in 2018 by Heavy Psych Sounds. But I felt like this album just doesn't get the love that it should, because in 1998, especially when Relapse reissued it with the two extra tracks, because they were two of the best tracks on the record, it really, really, really sort of helped solidify stoner rock as a genre to be reckoned with, in my mind. This Nebula Let It Burn album, just phenomenal stuff. And of course features all three members of the band. Were formerly members of Fu Manchu. So if you're a fan of Fu Manchu, you're a fan of this Nebula record. Our overrated album is the self-titled debut, released also in 1998, of Queens of the Stone Age. And I find it interesting that Josh Homme, the guitar player for Caius, who helped write the most perfect stoner rock album of all time, went out on his own after the breakup of Caius and formed what is, in my opinion, the most overrated stoner rock band of all time. Queens of the Stone Age. Listen, I like this first record. It's got some good songs on it. But good God Almighty, the love for that band, I just don't get. Sorry. Not sorry. All right, so let's go now into some album celebrating anniversaries, and I'm sticking to 1 year. All three of these albums were released within a day or two of each other in 1986. I want you to think about that as we listen to these three songs. All three of these were released over a two-day period in 1986, including this album from a band from my backyard here in New Haven, Connecticut, called Obsession. They dropped their debut album through Enigma on March 13th, 1986, called Scarred for Life. Let's give you a track called Winner Takes All. It's Obsession. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go. Three albums celebrating anniversaries this week, including Voivod, their album Roar. I'm saying it as it's spelled. Three of each letter. March 14th, 1986, through Combat Records. Maybe the track Slaughter in a Grave. And then on the same day, 1986, King Diamond dropped his debut album, Fatal Portrait, through Roadrunner Records. We gave you the classic track, Halloween. And then the day before those two records came out, on March 13th, 1986, Connecticut's own Obsession released their album, Scarred for Life, through Enigma. So there you go. Voivod, King Diamond, and Obsession all released albums the same year, within 2 days of each other. And that came about 2 weeks after Metallica released Master of Puppets. 1986, man. Good year to be alive for a metalhead, that's for sure. All right, so let's finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to We Believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. Yeah, we played a classic Iron Maiden tune at the beginning of this show that I hadn't played in a long time. Let's do the same for Sabbath. It's Black Sabbath. It's Fairies Wear Boots. Till next week, kids.